大家平安。我想一个礼拜前大概有很多人不平安。
I think about a week ago, a lot of people didn't have peace.
要找人打电话都不知道在哪里。
So we try to call people and we can't find them.
感谢神，我们可以平安地坐在这里敬拜他。
And we praise the Lord that we can sit here in peace to worship Him.
我们来看一处的圣经，在彼得前书。
Let us read First Peter.
第一章十八节和十九节。
First Peter, chapter one, verse 17 and 18.
十八、十九。
18 and 19.
找到了，我们同声一起来念中英文一起来看。
When we find it, we'll read it together, both Chinese and English.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所存留虚妄的行为，不是凭着弄坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊。这里特别讲到主耶稣的血，称为基督的宝血。
Here especially it talks about the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ is precious.
我们再翻到出立位记。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
在圣经的前面，创世纪、出埃及记、立位记。
It's in the front of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus.
我们读十七章。
Let's turn to chapter 17.
十一节。
We'll read first.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们圣命赎罪。因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。这样说，活物的生命在血中。
Here it says the life of a creature is in the blood.
因为在血里面有生命。
Because in blood there is life.
我们圣经暂时先读这里。
And we'll stop here.
这一次在 Kansas 有一个 ice storm.
There's an ice storm here in Kansas.
造成很多的不方便。
And there was a lot of inconvenience.
给我一个印象很深刻的是
there was a, gave me a very deep impression.
到了晚上
especially at night.
有些一片黑暗
it was all dark.
有些地方有灯光
and some places there is light.
光明和黑暗产生了一个很强烈的对比。
And light and darkness gives a very big contrast.
我们知道明天就是中国人的除夕。
We know tomorrow is Chinese New Year's Eve.
后天是春节。
And day after tomorrow is Chinese New Year.
让我想到我小的时候。
And let me think that when I was young.
家家户户都贴了红纸。
And every house was, they put all these red writings.
那个门楣上、门框上啊，都有红色的春那个对联。
And the, above the door and on the next to alongside the door.
所以如果你出去看的话，家家户户都是红颜色的。
And so when you go to every house, it looks like they're all red.
那这两种的情形就让我想起圣经上的记载。
And this let me think about what was recorded in the Bible.
当神要把他的百姓从埃及带出来的时候
，When God brought His people out of Egypt,
他神借着摩西行了十个灾。
And God through Moses, there were 10 plagues.
才把他的百姓带出来。
And he finally brought his people out of Egypt.
最后的两个灾就受到黑暗之灾。
And the last two was one was the plague of darkness.
圣经上说，以色列人，那个埃及的天地都是乌黑。
And the Bible tells us that the whole land of Egypt was dark.
但是在以色列民中却有光亮。But
among the Israelites, there were light.
这也是一副光明和黑暗一个强烈的对比。And
this was a strong contrast between dark and light.
没有神的人在黑暗中。Those
who does not have God live in darkness.
信神的人在光明中。Those
who believe in God live in light.
接下去神又施行了一个灾，就灭长子之灾。And
finally God has the last plague, which is the plague to kill all the firstborn.
其实这个灭长子是所有在埃及地的人，他都要毁灭。And
this plague, everyone in Egypt has to meet with this plague.
但是神却给他们预备了一个逃避。
But God gave people a way to escape.
叫他们杀羊羔。So to
ask him to kill the lamb.
把这个血涂在门的上面，门的两边。And
ask them to take the blood and put it over the door and on the side of the door.
所以你从远处看，以色列的家每户都有血，都有服饰。
And so from far away, you see every household of the Israelites has blood is in red.
那么圣经上说，神一看过这血，就越过去，就不击杀这屋子里面的长子。And
the Bible tells us that when God saw the blood, he passed over.
不是说在以色列人这个王那个屋子里面的以色列人比埃及人更好。It's
not because these Israelites are better than the Egyptians.
乃是因为有一只羊羔代替他们死。It's
because there is a lamb that died for them.
所以神就越过去。And
so God passes over.
我不知道我们中国人过年的时候都在家家户户都在贴红纸。
And the Chinese, in the New Year, they put up these red writings.
我不知道跟圣经上的这一段的故事有没有关系。I
don't know if it has something to do with this story in the Bible.
我一直在想找一个答案。I
always wanted an answer.
但是到如今还是没有答案。But
I still don't have it.
但是神是否记着中国人的一个风俗？But
maybe God is using this tradition, this Chinese tradition.
是否隐隐约约告诉我们说，如果要免去死亡，要靠服侍的东西。
And to tell me that if I want to escape death, I have to rely on this red, something red.
如果我们中国人能够懂这一件事的话，
If Chinese know about this,
是否我们的心可以转向？Then
maybe our heart can be turned towards God.
今天早上我们就要来看怎样从黑暗中归向光明。And
today we want to see how can we turn towards light from darkness.
可以从那个灭亡的里面而且得着生命。And
how do we from destruction get to life?
那我们再看血这一件事情。And
come to look at blood.
圣经里面最早提到血的地方
In Bible, when it first talked about blood,
它没有用血这一个字,
did not use the word blood,
但是却有流血的事发生,
but it is shedding of blood.
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园犯罪以后,
after Adam and Eve, after they sinned in the Garden of Eden,
神要把他们赶出去。
God wanted to chase them out of the garden.
神要把他们打发出去,
and send them out.
他们神就被他们做了一件的皮衣,
and God gave them a clothing made of skin.
啊, 这个皮一定是杀了一个动物。
And this, this clothing is from an animal that has been killed.
啊, 把它的皮剥下来, 做衣服给他们穿。
To take off their, the skin from the animal to make it into a piece of clothing.
用这衣服遮盖他们的羞耻。 遮盖他们的丑陋,
to hide their shame.
后来我们就看见在出埃及记, 啊, 以色列人过逾越节的时候,
and afterwards we see the Israelites in the Passover.
它是一片红颜色笼罩在以色列的大地上。
And its redness was over all of the Israelites' household.
这个血可以叫他们省得灭亡的命运可以从他们中间出去。
And this this redness can cause the Israelites' death to go past the Israelites.
另外在以色列有一个节期叫做赎罪日。
And they also have a celebration called Day of Redemption.
那这个日子是说神借着大祭司要把全国的百姓怎么样献祭赎罪。
And this whole nation, they have to offer sacrifice.
这位大祭司要把那个羊的血带到至圣所里头。
And the high priestess to bring the blood to in front of.
至圣所里面有月柜，月柜的上面有施恩座。
In the Holy of Holies, there is the ark, and on the ark there is the mercy seat.
他要把这个血洒在施恩座的上面。
And the high priestess to sprinkle blood on this mercy seat.
这是圣经里面记到关于血很特别的几处的地方。
And this is a very in the Bible that something talks about blood, very special.
那么这些在旧约里面是一个预表，是个图画。
And this is just a picture of in the Old Testament.
到了新约的时候，
In the New Testament,
主耶稣来了，
And Jesus came.
希伯来书特别记载这样说，当主耶稣来到这个世上的时候，
And Hebrews talked about when Jesus came to this world.
他就说，神啊，我来了，不要遵行你的旨意。
I came to is to obey your will.
我的事在经卷上都已经记载了。
And everything was recorded.
所以主耶稣来就是要来遵行神的旨意。
So Jesus came to fulfill God's will.
所以当主耶稣行走在世人的中间，
when Jesus walked among men,
有一个人叫做司洗约翰，
there's a person called John the Baptist.
他看到主耶稣来了，
when he saw Jesus,
他就说，看啊，神的羔羊。
He said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他说，这里不是一个人，但是约翰说，这是一只的羊。
This is, even though Jesus was a man, and John the Baptist said, he's a lamb.
这个羊特别称作神的羔羊。
And called the Lamb of God.
他给这个羔羊有一个说明，一个注解。
And he explained about this Lamb of God.
他要背负世人的罪孽。He
has to carry the sins of the world.
他要除去世人的罪孽。He
has to take away the sins of the world.
这一只的羊要背负全人类的罪孽。And
this lamb has to carry all the sins.
也要把全人类的罪孽把它除掉。
And he has to take away all the sins of the mankind.
而这一只的羊羔就一天被挂在十字架上。
And one day he would be hung on the cross.
圣经里面记载说，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
And the Bible tells us when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
这就是逾越节的羊羔。
And this Jesus was a Passover lamb.
他被杀，他的血为我们流出来。
He was killed and shed his blood.
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候。
When Jesus was hung on the cross,
从他的口上，从他的手上，从他的肋骨，从他的脚上，有宣福的颜色流出来。
And from his head, his hands, his feet, and his sides, this redness come flowing out.
他的血在那边为我们流出来。
And his blood was shed for us.
最后他的血为我们流进来。
And finally, his blood was completely shed for us.
他的性命为我们倾倒了。
He poured out his life for us.
最后他死在十字架上。
And finally, he died on the cross.
这位逾越节的羊羔已经为我们被杀。
And the Passover lamb has been killed.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们稍微用点想象啊，从远处来看看主耶稣在十字架上。
And from a distance when we see Jesus on the cross.
你会看到挂在木头上的是一片鲜红的颜色。
And we can see that he is hung on the cross and it's all crimson red.
在我们的这一首诗歌本，我们看一下吧，六十九首。
And in our hymn 69,
这一位写诗的人
，this writer of this hymn,
被圣灵感动，他来注视哥哥他身上的十字架。
And he wrote about the cross in the Calvary.
想到主耶稣被钉在那里。
And that Jesus was crucified there.
我们来看第三节。
Let us read, look at the third verse.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
看，
See,
从他头，他笑，他
sorrow and love
忧情慈爱。和谐和
谐，
哪有爱忧如此相构，金鸡变成如此年流。看第四节，看他全身满被水，如同换上朱红衣饰，因此我与世界断绝，世界向我一向。这位写诗的人在圣灵中被打开眼睛，看见主耶稣被钉在十字架。
The author of this hymn, his eyes was opened by the Holy Spirit and he saw Jesus hung on the cross.
全身满被水血。
And he said his dying crimson like a robe.
好像穿上了朱红衣服。
And spread over his body on the tree.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，他说成了。
When Jesus was on the cross, he said it's finished.
他来到地上的时候曾经说，神啊，我来了。
And Jesus said, when he came to this world, Jesus said he came to obey God's command.
现在我的血已经倾倒出来了。
And now my blood is completely poured out for you.
你的旨意我已经完成了。
And your will I have completed.
他说是啊，成了。
And said it's finished.
因为主耶稣完成了父神的旨意。
Because our Lord Jesus has completed, fulfilled God's will.
一见这血就越过去。
And when God saw this blood, he passes over.
因为死的审判已经归在他儿子的身上。
Because God's judgment is on his son.
如果有人相信了耶稣基督，
If someone believes in Jesus Christ,
那么神一看见主耶稣舍命的流血
，and when you see that Jesus had shed his blood and his life for us,
叫我们这些犯罪的人，要灭亡的命运就 被越超越过去。
And overcome those that for all the sinners that gives us life.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
然后他说完了。
He said it's finished.
我们实在要喊说 Hallelujah.
We have to say Hallelujah.
但是你什么旨意完成了。
And God's will is done.
神可以借着耶稣基督赦免我们的罪孽。
God through His Son Jesus Christ
and
give us everlasting life. We have to come and thank God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's read verse 13 and verse 18.
一起来。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，他的血已经得亲近了。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所管，得以进到父面前。
保罗在这告诉我们说，耶稣基督的血叫我们可以来亲近神。
Paul tells us that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be drawn near to God.
而且借着圣灵感动，叫我们可以进到父的面前。
And through the Spirit, we can come before God.
这意味着神是审判我们的神。
This God is a God of judgment.
谁能够来到他的面前呢？
Who can come before him?
但是今天借着耶稣基督的死
But today through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ
借着他为我们舍命流血
Because of his He died for us and shed his blood
完成神的旨意
That he completed and fulfilled God's will
我们就可以靠着他来到神的面前
Through him we can come before God
而且我们可以称自由的神为我们的
And we can call him our Father. This is believing in Jesus.
你相信他为你死。
You believe that he died for you.
相信他的血为你流出来。
And you believe that his blood is shed for you.
叫你我免去什么审判。
So that we can escape God's judgment.
叫我可以因着他得到永远的生命。
And that because of him we can have everlasting life.
叫我来称这位神为我的天父。
And we can call him our Father in heaven.
为我的阿爸父亲。
Abba Father.
啊，这是主耶稣的血的价值。
And this is the value of our Lord Jesus' blood.
他的血是为了要来满足父神的一切的要求。
And his blood is to fulfill all that is requested by God.
啊，这个当主耶稣为我们死的时候
，And when God died for us, when Jesus died for us,
他说他为我们开出了一条的通路。
He opened a way for us.
十字架是把我们从地一直通上天的一条的道路。
And the cross is the way to bring us from this earth to the heaven.
天和地本来是断绝的。
Originally, there's a big chasm between earth and heaven.
因为罪叫人和神不能够相通。
Because sin has caused us to be separated from God.
现在借着耶稣基督的流血，这条路打通了。
And because of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, this way is opened for us.
叫我们借着耶稣基督就可以到父那里去。
And through Jesus, we can come before God.
我们再来看另外一处的圣经，希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
十九节和二十节
Verse 19 and 20.
走到我们同声来念。
When we find it, let's read it together.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。用幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。我们再翻到前面啊，第九章。
And turn to chapter 9 of Hebrews.
我们从第三节和第五到第五节。
And read from verse 3 to verse 5.
第二幔子后，又有一层帐幕，叫至圣所，有金香坛，有包金的叶柜，柜里有圣马拿的金冠和亚伦花果亚伦的杖，并两块叶柜上面有荣耀基督和基造着诗恩作好。我现在不能一一细说，这样说在至圣所里面有个诗恩座。
And here it tells us that in the most holy place there is a mercy seat.
我们还要再来读罗马书。
And let's turn to Romans.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章二十五节。
Verse 25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，那个信要显明神的义，因为他用宽容的心。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，这个挽回祭就是刚才我们在希伯来书第九章所读的那个施恩座。
And God set up this sacrifice of atonement or propitiation, and this is famous in just when we read in chapter 10, the mercy seat.
是同一个字。
It's the same word.
啊，这个施恩座是什么？是凭着耶稣基督的血设立的。
And this mercy seat was set up through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊。我们说这个血它满足父神的要求。
We said that this blood fulfilled God's request.
叫我们信耶稣可以成为神的儿女。
So that those who believe in Christ could be called his children.
啊，另外我们可以借着主耶稣的血怎么样进入到至圣所里头去。
And through his blood we can come to the most holy place.
而在至圣所里面有个施恩座。
In the most holy place, there is this mercy seat.
那保罗在罗马书跟我们说，这个施恩座就叫挽回祭。
And Paul said that this mercy seat is the sacrifice of atonement.
啊，这个挽回祭是跟主耶稣的血发生紧密切的关系。
And there is a very strong relationship between this mercy seat and the blood of Christ.
在开头的时候我说，大祭司进入到至圣所的时候。
When the high priest goes into the holy of holies,
他要把羔羊的血洒在施恩座的上面。
He sprinkled the blood of the lamb on this mercy seat.
牛羊的血不过是暂时把我们的罪遮盖起来。
The blood of the lamb and is only temporary.
但是今天神用耶稣基督的血设立了挽回祭。
But now God set up the sacrifice of atonement with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
或者说设立了施恩座。
And to set up this mercy seat.
乃是说这个血要不仅仅要覆盖我们的罪，更是要把我们的罪除去。
Not only this blood is to cover our sins, but to take away our sins.
所以让这个施恩座成为一个挽回祭。
So that this mercy seat becomes a sacrifice of atonement.
啊，你我跟神之间所有的过犯都被主耶稣的血挽回了过来。
And so that we all our sins could be redeemed.
叫神可以悦纳我们。
So that God can receive us.
这个施恩座，他就可以把 主的恩典怎么样流到我们的身上。
And so that God's grace can flow to us through the mercy seat.
让我们可以从那里得着恩典。
So from God we can have grace.
可以从那里得着他要赐给我们的福分。
And we can have all his blessings from God.
曾经有一些福音朋友问过我们一个问题。
Once some friends asked me a question.
他说主耶稣在将近两千年已经死了。
And it said God, Jesus died about 2,000 years ago.
他的血已经流干了。
And his blood is all poured out.
那他的血今天能够洗净我们的罪吗？
And can his blood wash away our sins?
感谢神。
Thank God.
利未记告诉我们说，生命在血里面。
Leviticus tells us that life is in blood.
他说有血就有生命。
If there is blood, there is life.
但是当血跟身体分开来的时候，
when the blood is separated from the body,
就说到他死了。
It tells us that he died.
所以主耶稣在十字架上，因他的血为我们流出来了，他死了。
And Jesus on the cross, his blood was poured out and he died.
这个血可以洗净我们的罪。
This blood can wash away our sins.
可以赦免我们的罪。
Can forgive our sins.
第二，这个血。
This blood.
神已经把它赐予成为施恩座。
And God has set up this mercy seat.
是因为主耶稣已经从死里面复活。
And our Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected.
在这个复活的生命的里面就有血在里头。
And in this resurrected life, there is blood.
所以主耶稣既然是永远活着，那么这个血的功效就永远长存。
And because our Lord lives forever, then this blood, the effect of this blood is also eternal.
不错，主耶稣肉身中的血是干了。
Yes, it is true that this blood, that physical blood is all dried up.
但是复活的生命是永远长存的。
But this everlasting life,
啊，这个
是will carry on forever.
就在生命的里面，生命跟血在这里是一件事情的两面。
And this blood is in this life.
所以这个血就永远有功效。
And so this blood is
永远长存。而这个血在神的面前，在施恩座的上面。
And this blood is in this mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在要感谢神。
And we have to thank God.
彼得说，这是基督的宝血。
And Peter said, this is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
因为他完成这一个赎价，完成神的旨意，太宝贵了。
And he completed this redemption and fulfilled God's will.
第二，这个血到今天一直有功效。
And secondly, this blood is still effective today.
我们知道彼得是常常高高低低的一个使徒。
And we know Peter is an apostle that's sometimes up and down.
好多时候很好。
Sometimes when he's good, he's
但是跌倒的时候也跌得很惨。
And when he falls down, he's also.
圣经里面把他记在三次否认。
And Bible tells us that he denied our Lord three times.
但是他懂得基督的宝血。
But he knows the precious blood of our Lord.
不仅可以赦免他的罪。
Not only can it forgive his sins.
这个血。是一个施恩座，
but this mercy seat
可以把他从失败中挽回过来，
can bring him back from his failures.
他还可以站在神的面前，
he can stand before God.
还可以来侍奉神，
that he can serve God.
不是靠他自己，
not relying on himself.
而是靠着基督的宝血。
And it is by the precious blood of Christ.
所以彼得很懂得主耶稣的血的珍贵。
can he understand how valuable this blood, Lord's blood is.
所以这个血可以在神的面前为我们说美言。
So this blood can speak for us in front of God.
就是永远永远记得我们。
So God can receive us forever.
那第二，这个血可以赦免我们的罪。
Secondly, this blood can forgive our sins.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来到神的面前，
Brothers, when we come before Christ,
都是神的光照在我们的身上，
when the light of God shine upon us,
都是我们发现我们的败坏，
we find our wretchedness,
我们犯了罪，
that we have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，没有别的方法可以从罪里面得到拯救。
There's no other way to be saved from the sin.
只有靠着主耶稣的血。
Only through our Lord's blood.
所以约翰一书告诉我们说，
So 1 John tells us that
神是光，
that God is light.
不过我们在光中与神相交，
if we have fellowship with God in light,
就会发现我们是有罪的。
Then we will find that we have sinned.
如果我们认罪，
if we confess our sins,
神是信实的，
that he is faithful,
神是公义的，
and he is just,
因为他儿子耶稣的血，
because the blood of his son
要洗净我们一切的罪，
will wash away all our sins,
要洗净我们每一样的罪，
and wash away every one of our sins.
这个血叫我们被洁净以后，
this blood cleanses us so that we can be drawn near to God.
我知道有些基督徒, 包括我自己在内,
I know some Christians, including myself.
我们信了主耶稣以后, 我们知道主耶稣已经赦免我们,
and after we believe in the Lord, we said our sins have been forgiven.
但是信了主以后呢, 会发现了, 还会犯罪,
but then we still sin.
要犯罪以后就认罪，
and then we confess.
认罪了以后，主耶稣的血会洗净我们的罪，
and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ will wash away our sins.
同样的一样的罪啊，认了好多次，
and the same sin we confess many times.
所以有时候就怀疑说主耶稣的血有没有功效。
Sometimes we wonder, is Jesus' blood effective?
主耶稣血会不会洗净我的罪？
Would his blood cleanse us of our sins?
那不然的话, 我认了罪, 为什么还会又再犯呢?
Why did I confess and then I still have the same problem?
原来血是专门来对付我们已经犯过的罪。
This blood is to it's for the sins that we have committed.
只要我们认罪, 这个血一定可以赦免我们的罪。
If we confess our sins, this the blood will cleanse our sins.
就像刚才我们所提到，神一看到这个血，
just like we just said, when God saw blood,
他的审判就越过去，
his judgment will pass over.
所以我们要对血有一个认识。
So we have to understand this blood.
好让我们在光中被神光照的时候，
so when it's like when we are when God shed his light upon us.
这个在他光中认罪，神一定赦免我们，一定洗净我们的罪。
When we confess in his light, he will wash away our sins.
有一个基督徒，他就是信了主，又爱主，又追求主，但是也会犯罪。
There's a Christian who he believes in, he loves God, and but he still sins.
他有一次去参加一个聚会，礼拜天的一个聚会。
One time he went to this meeting on Sunday.
他就一直坐在椅子上就安静祷告。
And he was sitting in his chair praying to God.
他发现了整个屋子里面有一个大光照在他的身上。
And he felt like this big light is shining upon him.
因为他眼睛闭着，发现了好像有光照在他的身上。
And even though his eyes were closed, he felt that there's light on him.
但是发现里面有一堆黑炭，黑黑的。
He finds that he is inside him, there's some darkness.
而那个黑黑的就是他自己。
And this darkness is himself.
他说我怎么在什么面前那么多丑陋，那么多黑暗。
And how come I'm so dark and before God?
他说这个地方太可怕了。
And he said this place is
所以他就想要从聚会所里面站起来就跑出去。
And he stood up and he ran out of the meeting.
然后发现他跑不能动。
And he found that he could not move.
所以他怕都不知道怎么办。
And he was very afraid and he didn't know what to do.
就在那里跟神认识。
And then he confessed to God.
说主啊，求你的血洗净我的罪。
And he said, God, please wash away my sin.
当他这么一祷告,
when he prayed like that,
他发现他所有的惧怕不见了,
and he find that all his fear was gone.
他发现那一团黑的东西不见了,
and the darkness was gone.
他可以来面对这一位的神,
and he can face this God.
弟兄姊妹，血可以把我们带领我们来亲近神,
and blood can bring us to near to God.
这个血不是叫你凭你的感觉有效，没有效。
And this blood is not because of your feeling.
这个血乃在乎神对他的评价。
It is it's based on what God value of this blood. If we're under the blood of God, blood, then God will save us. Finally, let's turn to Revelation
12章,
chapter 12.
We read from verse 10 to 11.
We read from verse 10 to 11.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到，因为那在我们神面前昨夜控告我们弟兄，已经被宰下去，弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。 主耶稣的血还有一面就是可以胜过仇敌对我们的控告。
And God, Jesus' blood can also help us overcome the enemy.
我们在跟随主的路上，有时候我们会碰见仇敌的控告。
And sometimes we are accused by our enemy.
或者是良心的控告。
Or by our conscience. But the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse us, cleanse our conscience.
主耶稣的血可以胜过仇敌的控告。
And his blood can help us overcome the enemy's accusations.
叫我们不落在仇敌的辖制的里面。
That we are not under our enemy's control.
我想在教会历史上有个最有名的一个历史。
And there is a very famous in the history of the church.
这是马丁路德。
It's Martin Luther.
神记得他复兴了因信称义的真理。
And to justify by faith this truth.
那仇敌常常控告他。
So the enemy was constantly accusing him.
仇敌有一次控告他好多的罪。
And one time the enemy accused him of many sins.
然后马丁路德跟说，这些罪我都犯过。
And Martin Luther said, "Yes, I have sinned."
他说问魔鬼说，还有没有？你可以来控告我。
Are there any other sins?
他说没有了。And
the devil said, "No more."
他就拿起笔来，对吧？用红色的那个笔啊，他把自己他的控告全部在那一发。
And then he took the ink and wrote over all the.
他说，羔羊的血胜过仇敌的控告。
He said, the blood of the Lamb overcomes the enemy's accusation. And the blood of the Lamb cleanses of all sin. And we can come before God in confidence.
来亲近他,
and draw near to Him.
来侍奉他,
to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹,
And brothers and sisters, when we experience the power of the blood,
这个血就叫我们分别为圣。
And this blood sets us apart. And let us be away from sin. That we can belong to God. And then we become sanctified. And then our life will become more abundant. This is the foundation of our beliefs. May the Lord bless us.